anyone out there is having a hard time with the 2100 plus year.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Only you, only you can.
Oh, we wanna see revival.
see revival. Jesus, bring us back to you. Oh, we need you too. We want to see revival.
All right, and we are so glad that you're joining us today at WCNO. Keep that dial set at 89.9, for this is Wednesday Live. And Karen, we are missing part of our team today.
Yes, we are. We're missing an important part of our team.
Very important part of our team. And he has a little bit of some corrective surgery, and we want to lift him up in prayer. And you have some other prayer requests there as well, so why don't we just lift those up this morning as we get started, Karen?
Yes. So again, for Dave, he had some injury on his hand, and we have another lady, Sierra, who was in a car accident and broke her arm.
Ooh.
And we've got Jim, who is back in the hospital on a ventilator. Was that COVID related? Do you know of that?
It could be, but I know that he has,
this other issue.
Yeah, he has some lung issues, yeah.
Okay, and then we want to lift up Chris's wife, Donna, for healing from an infection.
Okay.
So a lot of medical things, healing going on. So, Father God, we just lift up each of these prayer requests. We lift up Dave to you, God, as he's getting ready to go into surgery. Father, we pray that you would help that
Thank you, Father.
Smoothly. And God, that you would just fix him up and bring restoration to him and his hand, Lord, and that he would not have any beleaguering problems after that. In Jesus' name. And we lift up Donna. We just pray for healing from that infection. And we rebuke that infection in the name of Jesus. And we declare Donna healed and whole. Jim, on the ventilator in the hospital, Father, we just speak life to his lungs. Father, we just ask that you would bring restoration to him in Jesus' name. And then Sierra with the broken arm from that car wreck, Father, that you would heal her up. As you say in your word, that you heal all our diseases and
Amen.
Our bruises and transgressions. And we just
Thank you, Father.
Declare your healing over each one of them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And of course, you know, you can send your prayer request into us here at WCNO. We would love to hear from you and be prayer partners with you in regards to those needs that may be in your life. And you can, of course, go to our website, WCNO.com, and there is a place to send in praise reports as well as prayer requests. And we will be happy to bring those before our family and lift them up in prayer. And so we're looking for a good report, of course, a little later from Dave once he comes out of surgery, and for all of these others that we're praying for as well. Well, I am hopeful that we have successfully made connection with Chris Fogle from the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and also Chaplain Dave Thompson, who is a part of the Treasure Coast Alliance. But both of these gentlemen, as well as a lot of us, have been greatly touched by a wonderful brother who served the Lord in Martin County for a lot of years, perhaps many other areas as well, St. Lucie County and others. But we're talking about L.C. Campbell, who has gone to be with the Lord. Chris and Chap Dave, are you with me? Okay, they're not.
Yeah, I'm here, Jonathan. God bless you.
Okay, but I'm not hearing you come through on the board. Okay, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now I got you. Okay, good deal, good deal. Now we're coming through. All right, so welcome, okay. Welcome Chris Fogle, and welcome David Thompson, Chaplain Thompson. Great to have both of you with us this morning. And so wanted to just take a few moments this morning, gentlemen. Thank you for joining, but we wanted to take a few moments to remember a dear friend. And so, Chris, perhaps you might just start and share a little bit about the Alliance and our relationship with L.C. Campbell, and then Dave, I know that you had had known L.C. Campbell over many years, and so we just really want to say, you know, together, thank God for his life. Brother Chris.
Well, first of all, it was a blessing to have L.C. in my life, and I think the life of our board, which is the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, which is a body of pastors from Martin and St. Lucie County, who have come together to bring the body of Christ together in our communities, not just the clergy, but also the business leaders and the civic leaders. And LC played an integral role. And the one thing I liked about LC is there could be six or seven of us that were ready to go in one direction. And LC was a critical thinker, and he'd all of a sudden he'd say, no, let's consider doing this. And he just was not just a great friend, but a tremendous contributor to the ministry, to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. He was always helping to facilitate anything that we were doing, whether it was the Christmas Proclamation Center, or if I had the privilege of attending a CareNet banquet. LC was there with a camera and a stepladder, and you saw him. Everybody saw him. And his heart was bigger than his body. And, you know, it's difficult to say goodbye, but we know that God called him home, and we miss him. And it's hard to fill the position of someone who had such a heart for the ministry and for the community and for his family. I just can only say that I have been blessed and privileged to know him and be around him for the time that God gave me with him.
All right, Chaplain Dave, I know that you have known LC Campbell for a number of years as well, and I know that you have been in contact with some of some others that have been quite close with him as a chaplain. And, of course, LC did serve as a chaplain in Martin County for a lot of years. So, Dave, share with us. We have a service coming up. One of the things we wanted to do today is make sure that people are aware of the service and where it is and the timing. So, Chap, maybe you can bring us up to date with that and then share a little bit of your story, of your relationship with LC Campbell. Chap, maybe.
Well, the family is going to receive friends on Thursday, February 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Christ Fellowship Church in Stewart, and that is on 10205 Pratt Whitney Road. That'll be Thursday from 5 to 8, Jonathan. And then there'll be a Celebration of Life service for LC on Saturday, the 12th, at 1 p.m., also at Christ Fellowship. And two of LC's dear friends, Chaplain Rob Volpe. Rob was the chaplain for Jupiter Police Department, but he also was a law enforcement officer, a sworn officer that served for many years in Jupiter PD, and also pastor, well, actually, I call him Chaplain Jeff. Jeff was the chaplain here at St. Lucie Sheriff's Office for 12 years, and now Jeff went on and got his doctorate in leadership, organizational leadership, and serves at a Baptist church in McMinnville, Tennessee. But as Jeff said, you know, Dave, LC has two daughters, and I've known him for 22 years, and I sometimes feel like I was the son that LC never had, because they were very, very close. So the families asked Chaplain Rob and Dr. Jeff to co-officiate the service, and Jeff said, you know, he and LC both used to be worship leaders, and he said, all I can tell you, Dave, is we're going to do a lot of singing at the service, because that was what LC loved. And he said, and it's kind of certainly within my wheelhouse, because Jeff was a worship leader in many churches before he moved originally to Murphy and then to McMinnville in Tennessee. So that's what's going to be happening to pay our respects to LC. I got to be honest with you, Jonathan. I'm reading this, but I haven't really come to terms that this guy's not here. And why would I say that? Because LC was in the body of Christ in Martin County. I don't think there was another pastor that had a passion for the whole church in Martin County. Now, he pastored Nettles Island and LC, Southern Baptist through and through, but LC could get along with anybody. And it didn't change his positions on things, but he had that get-along ability, and he would help anybody. He had a tradition. I don't certainly have it, but when he was chaplain for the sheriff's office, he told the road patrol deputies, anytime there's a fatality, I don't care what time of day it is, you call me, and I'm going to be on scene. And I'm telling you, the love and support and presence that he brought to those families when they tragically lost a loved one was immeasurable. And he certainly ended up doing a lot of those services because many of those people did not have a pastor. But he really was God's ambassador in a very, very sad, critical moment. And I will tell you what, certainly on our board, and for me, if you needed something, he was the guy you called. He was like a mentor and life coach for me when I got my appointment in 2005 to be chaplain here at the sheriff's office, because I had been a chaplain in a medical center, and that's originally when I met Elsie. He came up to see somebody, and we had such a great talk. He was pastor of Covenant Fellowship then. And he sent me a letter, and I never forgot the way he signed off on his letter. You know, he said, "Dear Chaplain Dave, it was so good talking with you. You were so helpful when I came up to see one of my church members." And he signed it, "Sincerely yours, eternally his." And man, I'm telling you what, that was a long time ago, and I still remember that sign-off. And I really believe that that was what Elsie believed. You know, he was sincerely, he belonged to the people of Martin County. He was a hometown hero. He was a pastor's pastor, but he was eternally God's son. And Elsie had a skill for computers and video equipment and
loved technology.
Technical. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He loved it.
He was a techno geek on steroids. He was so gifted in that area. And the very last thing that I remember him doing for me, Jonathan, we lost a dear brother. A lot of you knew Pastor Ted Rice. Ted was pastor at St. Peter Ministry Center for years, almost 30. And we ran into a hiccup with the program. And we sent it to Staples, and it somehow it got lost in translation. And oh my gosh, you know, the meter's running, the service is in 3 days. And we had a post-follow-up breakfast down there at Cracker Barrel and Stewart. Remember, it was right after the banquet, Chris and Jonathan, and I'm sitting next to Elsie, and the Lord said, "Now you know what you got to do. You're sitting right next to a go-to guy. He has a $20,000 color laser printer. Ask him if he can help you." Now, he had 3 days to do it. He looked at me and says, "Dave, I can't put it together." I said, "No, I put it together. I just need it run off on a program." I'm telling you what, he stayed up. He had umpteen things he had to do, funerals, community events. But he called me Saturday afternoon and said, "Dave, I'm working on it now. Come down tonight at Longhorn. I'm having dinner with my family, and I'll have it there for you." Of course, I wanted to give him an honorarium, Jonathan. And he wouldn't take it. My wife says, "You buy him a gift card." And I went out and I found this card, and it was so Elsie. It was a picture. When you open the card, it had a Superman cape on it with a big S in there in the middle. And when you open it up, it says, "You're always there when I need you, and you get it done." And I put in a $50 gift card to Longhorn. He texted me the next day, says, "I've never used a gift card so quickly." He went out the next day and took Gail to Longhorn. And the program, oh my gosh, it was such a tribute to Ted. But that was Elsie.
That was Elsie for sure. And Dave, yeah. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to lift up on air Gail and the family. But before we do that, Chris, you mentioned something early, how Elsie had a God sense to see things from a different perspective that was always so enlightening. And I was in my devotions the other morning, one of the books that I go through in my devotions, there was a note that a year ago this week, LC had contacted us and said he was going to step down and resign from the Alliance. And I remember contacting him. I know, Chris, we all talked about it as an Alliance because we loved LC, and we were so we were so strengthened by his partnership with us. And so when I contacted him, he said, you know, I just feel like sometimes, you know, like I'm the fifth wheel or something, like I'm coming from a different position. But in that conversation, as I shared with him, I said, LC, listen, God has gifted you to see things and to understand things and present things from a perspective that none of us see as clearly as you do. And that is so important. And, of course, I think, I don't know, Chris, maybe it was before that week was over, the next week LC said, okay, well, if I'm not, I just want to be a blessing. And he certainly was that, and I'm so glad he did continue to contribute and be a part with us. And, of course, a lot of the photos on our website, and I know there's a lot of organizations around town that have been blessed by his talents. He was such a talented man. And I would just say that LC, to me personally, was a dear friend. And I had an opportunity to spend some time with him here at the station just a few weeks ago, and it was a great quality time that we had. And LC loved life. He was one of the busiest people I know, other than you maybe, Chris, but he was busy as all get out, and would work through the night, the crazy hours, and yet he always had time to connect and engage and make a difference in people's lives. And he was a very dear friend to me. He spoke of his love for the church, Nettles Island Church out on the island, and spoke about the next 10 years that he was hopeful to be able to continue to minister for another 10 years at the church there. And so LC, his going home to be with the Lord leaves a great vacuum in our area. And so obviously God's going to raise some younger leaders and other leaders up to fill some of this void, but no one will ever take the place in my heart of LC Campbell. And to God, I would say thank you, Father, for the gracious gift of his life and his ministry over the years that I had opportunity to know him. Chris, anything else on your heart before Dave kind of lifts up a prayer for the family?
Yes, I think you hit it. This man gave his entire life to the kingdom, and he was so busy, as you mentioned, with his ministry at the church in Nettles Island, with Seawind's funeral home, and all the things that he did, his volunteer for CareNet banquets, both in St. Lucie County, which were two nights consecutive. He just gave it all, and his concern why he wanted to resign was he didn't feel that he could make all our meetings, and he felt so bad. And of course, you know, the board looked at him and said, no, we're not going to accept your resignation.
That's right. Yeah.
And because LC was such a blessing, and you know, he paved the way for the next generation of leaders in the church. And he is an example that people can aspire to. And that's the great God that we serve. Our God raises up leaders such as LC. And God will raise up more leaders. And I hope some of them are listening today to realize that God's got a calling on their hearts to give it all to him. And I'm so thankful to be able to say that I was with a man of God that gave it all he had to him, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And you know, Chris, on the Alliance, we're going to be contacting some leaders in Martin County and looking to find some partners that have a heart to unite and build the kingdom of God by calling leaders, whether they're church leaders or business leaders or civic leaders, calling them together. And of course, you know, this is heaven's gain, our loss. And so it's a great time. If God is touching your heart today, you might want to get a hold of the Alliance and just let us know what's on your heart. But we are looking to we're praying for God to raise up other leaders in Martin County that have the same kind of a heart that LC had.
Amen.
Dave, would you give the information about the visitation as well as the service for LC again? And then would you just close us in a moment of prayer?
So one more time, Gail and Laurie and Casey and the family will be receiving friends this Thursday, which is tomorrow, February 10th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Christ Fellowship Church in Stewart, and they're located on 10205 Pratt Whitney Road. And then this Saturday, which is the 12th at 1 p.m., they'll have a Celebration of Life service for LC, and Chaplain Rob Volpe and Pastor Jeff Owens will be co-officiating. And I just wanted to say one quick thing. You know, sometimes when people die, it's a teachable moment. And one of the things, if you could call it a regret, was, like I said, LC was, I knew him for 17 years. He was always there when I needed him. He was the big brother. I'm the oldest of 10. He was the big brother I never had. And I always enjoyed being with him. It wasn't just that he was a wise guy. He was a fun guy. He had such a wit about him. It was refreshing. And I was talking with one of our board members, Pastor Eduardo Urena, and he felt the same way. He says, you know, Dave, there are people that really, really speak into our life that we really enjoy being with. And we've got to make time for those people. And I would say, if you're listening out there,
amen.
And I don't say you've got somebody like LC, but you've got some people that you value them, that your time with them is very meaningful and productive. Make sure you connect with them, because as much as we care about each other, Jonathan, in these last couple years, I think we're always going to be busy in ministry, but we've got to make time for those special people.
You're right.
And
you know,
just get off the grid, go out to lunch,
right.
Have a breakfast, and just kick back. No shop talk. You just hang out, because a merry heart is like a good medicine. It was so funny because Eduardo and I, we've known each other for 23 years, and he says, you know, as a matter of fact, Dave, you and I haven't been to breakfast. I can't remember how long it's been. So we scheduled something, Jonathan, next Wednesday.
Excellent.
Just to meet. And I have another friend, Dr. Ken Brown, who, there are people that just get you, and you need to be around those people. And I also want to say, if there are people that you value and appreciate, for God's sake, let them know that. Don't go to their funeral and say all the things you never said at a service. You know, while they're living, send a card, a text, take them out. You might have a pastor. You're going to a church. You love that guy, but when was the last time you let him know you appreciated him? You know, I had one guy, Jonathan, and I'll just close this, and I'm going to say a prayer. He was the only guy when I had a church for 5 years, Paul Kuhn, and I'm telling you what, at least once a month or 6 weeks, he'd take me out to breakfast. We go to Captain's Galley, and I'm telling you what, I so enjoyed that. I didn't say, well, what about all the other people? I was just glad that there was one guy that really valued the ministry and what God had done through the ministry for him. But he didn't just say it, he did something. So I want to encourage you that are listening. You could have a family member, could be a son, could be an uncle, it could be somebody, an elder, or it could be nobody in church, but somebody that is a difference maker in your life. And let them know that, and if you guys have that level of comfort, get together. Go to lunch, go to breakfast, go get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, but just hang out and get in their space, because I'm telling you what, Jonathan, I could not put a price tag on the times that LC and I broke bread together.
Amen.
And now it's even more valuable. The last time we did that was when we were putting together the plaques for the proclamations, and we met for a lunch. And we said, man, we need to do more of this.
Amen.
And who would have known that it was time? I have this little plaque on my desk. It says, the man who walks with God always gets to his destination. And when LC died, Jonathan, he stepped out of time.
Amen.
And he stepped into eternity, because he was walking with God.
Awesome.
Let's pray.
Awesome.
Father God, I thank you for those people that are listening to this radio station. It's been such a source of inspiration and hope and encouragement over the years. For such a long time, we thank you for what Pastor Tom did. But, Lord, you did such an upgrade when you put Jonathan in there. There were some things that Tom knew needed to change. But he'd run the race, and it was time to move on. So we thank you for what Jonathan's doing to be connected to our community. And in this moment, we want to remember Elsie's wife, Gail, his two daughters, Lori,
yes,
and Casey, his son-in-law, Norm Brush, who's a deputy with Martin County SO, their grandchildren, Mackenzie, Reese, Jake, Lila, and little Jax, Elsie's sister, Pamela, and his brother, Ross Andrews. Lord, we pray that you said, blessed are those who mourn, yes, for they shall be comforted. Yeah. And Lord, comfort the hearts, amen, of all the people that are sad and a little forlorn right now because we lost a dear friend and brother, Chaplain Elsie Campbell. We thank you for a special presence there tomorrow at the service and also at his Celebration of Life service there. Bless Christ Fellowship for hosting this. Lord knows we needed a bigger venue than the Sea Winds Funeral Home, where Elsie served as their chaplain. And give everybody traveling mercies to there and back. Keep them safe. And we thank you, Lord, that you called our brother home. But, Lord, as we said in the board, you're raising up somebody else.
Amen.
To stand in the gap. And we just thank you that for all of us, the best is yet to come. We pray this prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Chris, God bless you. Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and the great work that the Alliance does. Both of you brothers are dear friends of mine, and thank you for sponsoring Wednesday Live. God's best to both of you today, and we'll be catching up with you later this week.
All right, Jonathan. We bless you, brother.
God bless.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal hell. No more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again. And praises to the great I Am. We will live in the light of the risen the nations bow down to see. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the names from the book are no need to dread.
very few vocalists with the anointing power and range of David Phelps. Over 20 years as a member of the Gaither Band with numerous Dove Awards, Grammys, and platinum-selling albums.
About a love without regret.
Let David minister to you and give you a heavenly experience at Palm City New Hope, Saturday, February the 26th at 7 p.m. Get your $30 tickets at pcnh.church. That's pcnh.church.
You can just believe, you can dream.
David Phelps coming to Palm City, Florida, February the 26th, and I have some gentlemen in the studio with me right now. Welcome to our guest, and I see a man with a shirt on. It says, Hope Alive.
Amen. Hope is alive.
Hope is alive. Rick, welcome, welcome, welcome to WCNO again. It's been too long.
It has been. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me again, Jonathan.
This is Rick Harmon. And you're here today to help everyone know that they need to get their tickets bought right away, buy them early for this David Phelps. Tell us what's getting ready to happen.
All right. We've got David Phelps, 2 years in the making. This is the third date we've had with David because of COVID. So we finally have this nailed down. We are doing the concert regardless.
Regardless. There's going to be a concert.
There is going to be a concert, yes.
February the 26th.
Saturday night, February the 26th at 7 p.m. at Palm City New Hope. And just so you know, the VIP tickets are all sold out. But fear not. Take courage. We have two right here that we're going to give away today live on the show. We have the last
we two. We have two
VIP tickets that we
VIP
have not sold
tickets
that we're going to gift somebody to. How do you want to give them away?
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody better start making a phone call.
That's right.
Because, you know, we have like 18 minutes to make this happen.
Okay.
And we're going to do everything we can to get the word out. So we have two VIP tickets for David Phelps. Going to be in Palm City, Florida, New Hope Church. And this is going to be a Saturday evening concert, VIP tickets. Karen, get those numbers out so people know how to get a hold of us.
Yes, you can reach us at 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990.
All right. Now, Rick, you have some gentlemen that are with you. And this is not the first concert at New Hope. I've been to some dynamite concerts. You guys always bring in headliners, and it's fantastic. And so David Phelps, he's been around a while.
He has. It's funny, as I've talked with people, a lot of people don't remember or don't know that he was in the Gaither Vocal Band for 20 years.
Wow.
He's one of the greatest tenor voices in the world. I mean, some people say he's as good, if not better, than Pavarotti.
Wow.
Wow, so that's speaking. So, yes, it's incredible how God gave us this vision back about 5 years ago to bring, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of driving to Orlando or to Vero or to Miami or
absolutely
to West Palm. For a headliner
a
show.
A good concert. Yep.
So we just began to pray and said, Lord, show us what you want us to do. And God birthed this dream in my heart and gave me the vision for it, for Hope Alive, from 1 Peter 3:15, to set apart Christ in your heart, to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that you have within.
Excellent.
But you got to do it with gentleness and respect.
Mm.
And so from that, it took us 2 years to get Crowder here. And
what a concert.
Oh, it was. In 2019, we launched our concert ministry. We had Crowder in January. We had Phil Wickham in May.
Excellent.
And then
we had
Jordan Felice in October. And so, like I said, we originally scheduled David to honor our pastor, Dr. Gary Durham, for 50 years of preaching God's
word. God bless
him. Holiness
awesome
preaching
brother.
For 50 years. And we were going to do a surprise concert, a private concert just for him and 200 friends.
Mm.
But because of all that stuff, we had to cancel it. So now we've come up with a ticketed concert.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, how can people get tickets? Where do they go?
You read my mind. I was about to jump in there. So they can go to PCNH for Palm City New Hope, PCNH.church, PCNH.church. Once you get to the website, The David Phelps logo will be there. Just click on it. It'll take you right to iTickets, and you can get your general admission tickets today before they're all gone.
Okay, excellent. So you want to do that right away.
Yeah.
Do we have a caller? Karen, give the numbers out again.
Yeah, one more time.
Yes, that 888-221-8990. If that number's not working, which it should be, you can call 772-221-1100.
Now, I haven't heard from the front desk, but it looks like something's going on in the phone.
Good.
You know, the first caller that calls in is going to get those two VIP tickets.
Hopefully they pulled over and they're not calling.
Right, not trying to drive.
Do it hands-free, people. Do it hands-free.
888-221-8990. David Phelps. Phelps will be in concert, Palm City New Hope Church, February the 26th. And, of course, that's right here in Palm City, Florida. And it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night on this Saturday. And I don't normally do things on Saturday nights because I'm getting ready for Sunday mornings.
Right.
But this is going to be a powerful night of worship.
It's
going to be a powerful night of spiritual impact. And I know that God's going to be on the move.
That
we have a caller calling in.
Let's give these
the number again, 888-221-8990. Two VIP tickets going to be given away right now. And tell us, who do you have with you here today?
All right. First of all, I have my latest addition to the Hope Alive production team, Aiden Pepitone. Aiden is on staff at New Hope. He is our technical director, but for Hope Alive Productions, he is my audio engineer.
So fantastic. I don't know if we have a winner or not, but we have callers calling in. Looks to me like every line's full, so
that's good.
We'll see what happens. So,
well, don't tell her not to hang up on them because we have a couple of general admission we'll give away.
Oh, okay.
So we could take caller 2 and 3 and give them a couple.
Let's do that.
Calling so quickly.
So let's connect. Okay. Well, so Karen, why don't you just check in with the front desk, let them know that we want to make sure we keep names, because if they don't get the VIPs, I'm sure those are probably already gone, but we'll make some general admission tickets available as well.
Okay,
so we have Aiden, and Aiden is involved in the tech?
All the tech.
Yes, Hope Alive.
Aiden and Michael Grant actually own another company on their own. They have a side gig where they do audio, video production, installations. We have a former staff member. They're getting ready to go out to their church out in Denver and upgrade all of their system for them.
How exciting is that?
Yeah. Do you have that spot that he did? Why don't you throw that spot up?
Well,
Aiden's voice? Or
I'll tell you what. I have a spot that's ready to roll, and you'll tell me which spot it is.
Okay.
For a night you will never forget, make sure to be at Palm City New Hope on Saturday, February 26th at 7 p.m. to see and hear the amazing David Phelps. For tickets and info, make sure to go to pcnh.church. Again, that's pcnh.church.
What a great spot.
Yes.
And you're going to be hearing that, family. Listen, I'm glad you're tuned into Wednesday Live, but we're going to be promoting this big time because this is going to be a great night. And it's exciting. It's going to be right here at the core foundational location of WCNO. We're right here in Palm City as well.
That's right.
So, Rick, this is awesome. So was that the right spot? Or?
That was the right spot. That is Aiden.
Aiden
has an incredible testimony. He doesn't have time to go into it now, but Aiden, he plays in our band. He plays all kinds of instruments.
He
does a little bit of everything.
He can talk though, right?
He's a mini me. He's me when I was his age.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, Aiden, why don't you say hello?
Yeah, hi, how's it going? I tell people I'm not, you know, I do a little bit of everything mediocrely instead of just being a master at one thing. I just kind of do it all mediocre. But
you're really good at audio engineering.
Yeah, it's been a long process, but yeah, I just love learning that stuff, and I feel like God's laid on my heart to help other churches and other people just build up their ministry so they could spread it out to the to the world, and that's what I've done
for
the last couple of years.
That's awesome. So, Rick, back to the church. New Hope Church is a great church in Martin County here. That's how old?
Well, we think so.
Yeah.
It is. I've attended many events there.
Yes.
How old is the church? Do you know?
Well, the church is over 65 years old. We have a long history. We started over on 10th Street.
I remember.
Back in the day,
went to services there.
On 10th Street. And then we tried to build a bigger campus, and the city of Stuart said, no, can't do that. So we moved out to Palm City, bought some acres, and spent the next 10 years fighting with county and planning to get it all done. But we finally moved in. We've been there now for 21 years, have our second building. We're hoping to build the rest of it here soon. So
excellent.
Just a lot of God, as I was sharing with you yesterday, God has been so good to us the last 2 years through COVID. We're actually one of the few churches who's actually grown during COVID, with people, with giving, with just people getting involved. And so, you know, it's been, God has just been faithful to us. And I think it's because we've been faithful. We don't water the word down. We believe the word is the way and Jesus is the only way. And
amen.
We just keep loving on people.
Amen.
And so God is at work. I also have Michael Grant with me today. Michael Grant.
Say hello,
Michael.
How you doing?
Michael Grant's our media director. And he's the one that designed this magazine cover for David Phelps.
Wow, very nicely
material.
Done.
Even the graphics people were impressed by it.
That's very nicely done.
He does our podcast that we have. And I mean, so Michael Grant, say hello and maybe ask him a question.
How you doing?
You guys that work in tech, I know as a pastor, if the message cannot be communicated, if we don't have helping hands through worship, preparing hearts, and through tech to make it happen, then nothing happens. Right. You know, the word has to go out. So thank God for your ministry. How long you've been involved in media?
Well, I mean, I've been doing media for, you know, on and off throughout my life, but I've been on staff at New Hope for going on 6 years now.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. We have a couple more spots.
Okay.
And when I come back,
give these away. We have a winner.
We're going to let everyone know about that.
So if you've seen the Gaithers on TBN, you've heard the incredible voice of David Phelps. Now you can personally experience David live for one night only at Palm City New Hope, Saturday, February the 26th at 7 p.m. Get your $30 tickets at pcnh.church. That's pcnh.church.
All right, Rick, tell us a little bit about David Phelps, and I think we're going to have a winner you're going to announce as well.
That's right, we do. I wish I'd have brought Gary Merritt, our executive pastor,
because
he's everything David Phelps. You ask Gary Merritt, he knows everything.
He knows
frontwards and backwards.
He's been listening to him straight for like 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks straight.
Videos. Wow, so he's ready to go.
He's ready to go. Can't wait to pick him up or see him or whatever. But
it's going to be a great night. Everybody's really going to want to be there.
It really will be. Over the past 9 years, one of the interesting things I found out about David Phelps was he, on Billboard charts, he has had 3 number one releases and a number two release. But the thing that really popped off for me was he had a video release back in 2017 that overtook the popular Beatles video 8 days a week.
Wow.
I was shocked. Wow. So that's the kind of talent that David Phelps has. And if you don't know him, I promise you this, if you like music, you will be so blessed, because he does all the genres during his concert, and it'll be a long concert. There'll probably be an intermission, and so, you know, just a quick intermission. So you're going to get your money's worth, and you will go away from there so blessed.
Amen.
So don't miss out.
So you want to plan on being there. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
So if I could get a drum roll. No, we don't have one. Okay. So I'm sure this guy pulled over and called responsibly. We have a winner.
Do you know him?
I do not that I know of off the top of my head.
Well, that's good, because sometimes, you know, it's like the guy that sits on the front seat.
Right. That's what I was afraid when you first gave it to me with that smile. But the first caller, the winner of the 2 VIP tickets, is Derek Jackson.
Jackson,
yes.
Is the winner of 2 VIP.
And I would probably, Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
So, Derek, I tell you what, later today I will reach out to you and we'll make arrangements. I have your number. I'll reach out to you and figure out if you're going to pick them up. I'll mail them to you. But we will make sure you get your tickets and enjoy the show.
Fantastic. Now, you said there might be some general admission tickets as well?
There are.
Okay. I know we had some other calls. I don't know how many have come in, but...
Well, the Lord told me to bring you a dozen. So
a dozen.
I have a dozen general admission tickets for you to give away for whoever calls in whatever combination you want to.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. You guys, you have anything else you want to say to Treasure Coast?
No. Well, if you don't mind me shouting out our podcast a little bit. New Hope does a podcast weekly. It's called The Voice Calling in the Wilderness. We talk about what's going on in the world as we see it and how we're supposed to respond as Christians. So if you want to check us out, it's vrbroadcast.org. That's vrbroadcast.org.
Okay, fantastic. We've got another promotional spot that you will be hearing, and so we're going to throw that out at this point, and then we still have a couple more minutes. We may throw another song in of David Phelps. Incidentally, the No More Night that we were playing immediately following our sharing about L.C. Campbell is one of David Phelps' songs, and that was the song that... came to my mind right away when I thought about Heaven's Gain and our loss here with L.C. Campbell being with the Lord.
Yeah, L.C. was a big factor at New Hope as well. Yeah. He's sorely missed.
Yeah, great brother.
We know and love L.C. Yes.
Great brother.
Yes.
But he will fly once again.
Oh, come on, Treasure Coast. Let's fly once again. Saturday night, February the 26th at 7 p.m., David Phelps. For one night only here on the Treasure Coast, go to PCNH.church. That's PCNH.church. Get your tickets today for $30. See you that night.
All right, and we still have a couple minutes of Wednesday Live, and so, you know, Rick, once again, give the details, concert coming up, give the details,
yes,
David Phelps.
Saturday night, February the 26th, it's just 17 days away, so get your tickets today, and to get your tickets, all that's left are general admission, and you can get them at pcnh.church. That's pcnh.church.
And you're going to hear a lot of promotion on WCNO over the next few days leading up to the concert. And Rick, we're going to stay in touch. We may bring you back on air with a phone call or something as well as we're approaching.
Sounds good.
And gentlemen, great to have both of you, Aiden as well as Michael, with us today. And I wonder if we could just pray over the Treasure Coast of Florida and over this event that God will just open up the heavens and give us a tremendous packed house and a night wherein the heavens are open and people's lives are strengthened, encouraged, and people can even have an opportunity to come into the kingdom. I know it's going to be powerful.
Amen. I'm always looking for a touch of heaven.
I know.
It's
going to
be a touch of heaven.
Amen.
At
it will be
City
for sure.
New Hope on that night.
For
Let's
sure.
Pray. Father God, we love you. We praise you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you gave it all up to come to earth to save us, to forgive us, to deliver us, and to anoint us and use us to further your kingdom. So I pray, Father God, over the Treasure Coast that the enemy would be bound up, that all the lies and all the deceit and all the stuff that he's trying to perform and wreck families, Lord, I pray that you would bind him on earth and in heaven against us, and that you would loose your Holy Spirit across the Treasure Coast, Lord. We pray for every church. We pray for every pastor. And pray for every family. God, for their families, for their health, but most of that, Lord, for their spiritual safety. God, I pray for this event that you will just give us a touch of heaven that night, that you'll keep David and his team safe as they're driving and touring, Lord, that you'll give them good health, that you'll give them a good show every night where they play, Lord, and may lives be forever changed because they've been in the presence of Jesus. We love you. Pray for your blessing and your anointing on WCNO. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We're going to go right to a song as we close out Wednesday Live today, Arms Wide Open.
For us, you are the high and holy one.
is alive and living in the heart.